In this bulletin, South Australia enters day two of a six-day lockdown. China threatens to target Australia's human rights record. And in sport, former Wallabies coach joins a rival code and nation. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. South Australia is entering its second day of a harsh six-day lockdown after recording no new coronavirus cases. Authorities say there were 17 suspected cases and more infections are expected to be confirmed today. A cluster of cases in Adelaide's northwest has now reached 23. A new survey has found levels of vaccine hesitancy in the community, with females, people living in disadvantaged areas, those with more populist views and stronger religious beliefs, more likely to be resistant to being vaccinated against COVID-19. The findings come from a survey of 3,000 Australian adults carried out in August by the Australian National University Centre for Social Research and Methods, funded by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. The survey finds almost 3 in 5 people said they would definitely get a vaccine when it's available, and 6% said they definitely would not. China has condemned Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, the United States and Canada after being accused of trying to silence its critics in Hong Kong. The countries which form the Five Eyes Alliance have all criticised China for its new rules that disqualify elected legislators in Hong Kong. But China's foreign ministry says any attempt to pressure China over Hong Kong is doomed to fail. Foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian issued this warning.
No matter whether they have 5 eyes or 10 eyes, as long as they dare to harm China's sovereignty, security or development interests, they should be careful not to get their eyes poked out. We express our strong dissatisfaction and resolute opposition to all relevant countries' flagrant violations of international law and for making irresponsible remarks on Hong Kong's affairs that are China's internal affairs.
China also threatened to target Australia's human rights record on Indigenous affairs and aged care. Malaysia is hosting the APEC summit today, which will be the first time economic leaders from the 21 member countries have been forced to meet online because of the pandemic. Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated the importance of the summit.
The Asia-Pacific is our shared home. Sustaining peace, stability, development and prosperity in the region meets the interests of all of us. As Asia-Pacific economies are connected by the same ocean, we benefit from close interactions between our peoples and geographic proximity. We should follow market trends, seize opportunities from economic globalization and regional economic integration, and become forerunners in driving global growth.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo called for greater commitments to free trade to recover from the pandemic. Samoa has recorded its first coronavirus case. Officials have called for calm after an international traveller tested positive while in isolation. Since September, the Pacific nations of Vanuatu, the Solomon Islands and the Marshall Islands have lost their zero-case status, but have also reported no local transmission. Kiribati, Micronesia, Nauru, Palau, Tonga and Tuvalu are still COVID-free. Data from stage 3 trials of the Oxford-AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine shows it produces a strong immune response across all age groups. The data was reported last month and has just been published in the medical journal The Lancet. Co-lead investigator at the Oxford Vaccine Group, Dr. Maheshi Ramasamy, says the results are encouraging, especially for older people who are most at risk.
Elderly participants over the age of 70 have much less reactogenicity, seem to have lower side effects than people aged 18 to 55. The vaccine generates good antibody responses, including neutralizing antibody responses across all the different age groups. But what we need to do next is see whether or not this actually translates into protection from the disease itself.
And in sport, former Wallabies coach Michael Checker will take charge of Lebanon's rugby league team, placing ambitions on next year's World Cup in England. Checker coached the Wallabies for 5 years until a quarter-final exit to the 2019 World Cup. His parents were migrants from Lebanon who arrived in Australia in the 1950s. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny 26. Adelaide, partly cloudy 31. Melbourne, similar conditions, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, sunny, 32. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 28. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 33. Brisbane, similar conditions and 29. Cairns, shower or two, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35. This is SBS News.